USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FDA has approved the Pfizer vaccine, and a rollout of the vaccine is expected to happen within 24 hours. Dr. Nicole Sapphire says we owe a lot of credit to President Trump and Operation Warp Speed.
I don't think most people understand what an incredible scientific feat this has been. It is so multi-layered. Not only do we have a vaccine using novel technology for a disease that has been present less than a year and has a 95% efficacy, but thanks to Operation Warp Speed, is ready to be distributed and administered within 24 to 48 hours of receiving that FDA EUA.
That audio, courtesy of Fox and Friends, top congressional leaders appear to be at another standstill in the ongoing negotiations on another round of coronavirus relief. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
As of Monday, in New York City, takeout orders and outdoor dining will only be allowed in the city due to the fact that COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations continue to climb in the city and throughout the state of New York. Dave Portnoy is a founder of Barstool Sports. He took to Twitter and says all these lockdowns are hurting small businesses.
I can't believe in this country what I consider the most basic right of them all, the right to earn a living, the right to earn a livelihood, is now being stolen. Basic freedoms they are stealing. And I'm not overstating it. They are stealing it. And they're saying they're protecting us. Let us protect ourselves. You're not protecting a family that you just destroyed. There's no creativity from the government.
President Trump is in West Point, New York, taking in the Navy-Army game. It's the first time since 1943 that the game will be played at one of the service academy's home fields. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The United States has reduced its carbon emissions more than the countries that are still members of the Paris Climate Accord. The United States did that with innovations like fracking and nuclear energy. President-elect Joe Biden has talked about banning fracking on federal land and rejoining the Paris Climate Accord on January 20th. As far as what that means for you and your energy bill, Justin Haskins with the Heartland Institute says,
it would be a total disaster. Over just a 10-year period of time, researchers at the Heritage Foundation found that the average American family of four would spend $30,000 in extra energy costs, and 400,000 jobs would be lost, about half of which in manufacturing, which is obviously a huge issue in many parts of the country, including the Midwest. Those jobs would all be lost as a result of just joining the Paris Climate Agreement, and that's not even the main thing that Joe Biden wants to do. Joe Biden has a whole bunch of other radical policies related to climate change. He wants to spend $2 trillion over his first term to retrofit 4 million buildings to make them green energy compliant. He wants to phase out all of coal, natural gas, oil, costing, you know, hundreds of thousands of jobs and lost production and economic growth by 2035.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.